Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 433 of the Milk Bar. Jason Forrest here with you as ever. And coming up on the show, we'll hear from Sonia Lee. She's got a gig in Wolverhampton this weekend. We'll be hearing from her and having a little listen to one of her tunes. We'll be meeting up with the cast of Trinity Musical Theatre's production of Return to the Forbidden Planet. That's an absolute treat. They'll be singing some songs too. On top of that, Dave Congreve will be along to tell us about the Wensfield Photography Club exhibition taking place in the city at the Art Gallery. And we have music from Jim Lauderdale taking a listen to his latest single and some tracks from his album as well. That's all on the way on the show. And we'll be hearing about the Children's Book Show tour as well. But first of all,
from the 7th of November through until the 11th, Legally Blonde is at Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre. It's an OMG moment. Somebody who's going to be loving their part as Professor Callahan is Bill Ward. He joins me on the line now. Hello.
Hello. Hello, Jason. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thanks. Very good.
Now, you're known for appearing in a number of soaps. What, 3 years on Emmerdale, 300 episodes of Corrie, and a gruesome death right in for good measure. What more could you ask for? and then you get to be...
I do like a gruesome death.
Yeah, you know, then you get to be horrible to people in Legally Blonde. What's going on?
Well, he's kind of the Professor Callahan in Legally Blonde is quite a charming sort of unpleasant man, but you are right, he is sort of at some level he's not a particularly nice piece of work, but he's great fun to play because he's very clever. He's very smart. He's a billionaire lawyer who also happens to run the law school at Harvard. So he's got a finger in a couple of pies, and he kind of rules the roost a bit at Harvard. He's in charge. He's not quite in charge of who gets in, but he is very much in charge of who makes it and who gets on at the law school once they're on his course. So he's got an awful lot of power, and he thoroughly enjoys wielding it. So it's great. It's great fun. It's a great part, and I'm having a really good time.
So does this mean the cast hate you off stage as well as on stage?
Well, you'd have to ask them that. I hope not. I hope not. He's not on very much. It's really, you know, Lucy's the star of the show who plays Al Woods, Lucy Jones, who is fabulous. And it's very much her show, and Rita Simons as well. And I just sort of turn up every now and again, be vaguely unpleasant, and then wander off again.
At least you get to watch a fantastic show when you are in the wings as well, because the songs in this are great, aren't they?
Well, that's true. We've got a sort of, I'd say about a 25-strong company. And so to watch those guys do it night after night after night is just fabulous. They really are. They've got it. It's just a really energetic show. There's some great numbers, great songs, fabulous choreography, really. I'd sort of obviously try and avoid as much of the dancing as I possibly can. But I have to do a couple of little steps every now and again. So it's great, great fun. And I do watch a lot of it from the wings, actually, just because it's just a great feel-good show. And we have an awful lot of fun doing it.
You keep doing a few steps, you'll end up on Strictly before you know it.
I doubt that is ever going to happen, but it's very kind of you to suggest it.
It could be a good giggle. But equally, yeah. I mean, it's a good, funny show. And who'd have thought lawyers and musicals? It was not necessarily the first thing that comes to mind, but a massive film and a fantastic musical based around lawyers.
Yeah, well, it's really about Elle Woods' story. It's a love story, essentially, about a girl who goes to law school to follow her boyfriend, who she's madly smitten by. And I don't want to give too much of the plot away, but it's essentially a love story and a feel-good story. Sort of, it's also about following your dreams, really, and doing whatever it takes, you know, to get where you want to be and making the best of yourself. So there's lots and lots of different themes in it. I mean, it is nominally set at Harvard, but, there's so much tinsel and so much lycra on stage, you wouldn't have a clue about that. So it's just a great kind of feel-good explosion of delight, really. It's great fun.
And you've travelled all over the country on stage. You're not just limited to your soap work. And playing all sorts of parts from things, Lancelot in Spamalot, you've been in The Tempest, and you've played a gnome called Kevin as well. I mean, what's all
that? Yeah, I have, at Glastonbury, in disguise, with a big pointy hat, a big beard, and some specs. which was great. I did that actually when I was in Coronation Street, so I had to wear a massive disguise so that I could get away with it. But it was great fun. Great fun. Great, because Glastonbury is, of course, an arts festival and not just a music festival. I know it's kind of known for the music, essentially, which is brilliant, but there's lots of other stuff going on there too.
So, this is unusual for you to have a part in anything where you're not horrendously murdered at the end. So, are we not giving anything away by saying that, at least?
That's true enough. That's true enough. He does get his comeuppance, this guy, in one form or another. I won't say any more than that. But happily, you're right, it doesn't involve his death, which for me is a first.
You don't have to turn up with fake blood for the curtain call. Which
not on this particular show. So, it's good fun.
A fantastic show and a great cast, as you've said. Legally Blonde, Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre, Tuesday the 7th of November through to Saturday the 11th. grandtheatre.co.uk to get your tickets online, or call the box office on 01902 429212. But for now, they're Professor Callaghan in the shape of Bill Ward. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. Thank you. All the best, and see you soon. Cheers then.
In a moment's time, we'll hear from Jim Lauderdale, but first of all, let's take a listen to some of his music.
Well, I swear you're an angel, and when I'm bad, somehow you're able to bring me round, bring me around. Darkest days, deepest nights, we can sway and hold each other tight. Ooh, and it's just so right. We keep holding on for life. We keep holding on. Still fine. We got a different kind of groove sometimes. We got a different kind of groove. There's nothing like when we're in tune. And it's tough what we go through. I can count on you, and you can too. We keep holding on for life. We keep still fine. We got a different kind of groove sometimes. We got a different kind of groove sometimes. We got a different kind of groove sometimes. We got a different kind of groove. Sometimes we got a different.
With 3 decades on the road under his belt, Jim Lauderdale is looking forward to being back in the UK. He plays Birmingham Town Hall on the 27th of October and he joins me now. Hello.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Now, you're back on the road all over the UK. And your audience are going to love this because they know so many classics in your catalogue. But there's also a new album floating around as well, isn't there?
That's right. London Southern. And I recorded it in Balham, just south of London, and used the band of one of my favourites, Nick Lowe.
The album, I trust, is well received so far?
Yes. It's a lot of people, when I'm touring, say that it's my favourite one of theirs, so I'm very pleased about that.
Now, you've got the single I Love You More, which is also out at the moment. And being a two-time Grammy Award winner, it must be quite a lot of pressure on you every time you release something for it to be better and bigger than the last. But it's something you feel you keep rising to, I trust.
That is a challenge for me, and I have to stay on my toes to try to come up with things as good as whatever I released last, you know, or in my mind. But, yes.
Only 3 decades, though. Is there anything you can think of that you haven't written a song about?
You know, I've gotten to write with a great lyricist named Robert Hunter, who wrote a lot of things with Jerry Garcia that the Grateful Dead recorded. And he is the kind of lyricist, and also Lucinda Williams, who I've gotten to work with. They have such a unique and different way of singing things that it's something for me to aspire to say things different ways, or say things more simply or whatnot. Yes.
But is there a song that you wish you could write that you haven't found the words for or the music for yet?
Yes. Every time I make a record, I'm working on several different recordings now, and the music comes first for me. And so lyrically, it is just that challenge with every song to try to find some way of just expressing it so it's not cliche or something that I've already said.
Uh-huh.
So it's just this constant challenge. And I'm not a natural born poet or lyricist, so the melodies are the easiest, and then I really toil over the lyrics.
With the work that you've done, though, I mean, you paved the way for the Americana movement, and is that, again, something that makes you proud and something you feel comes across to this day in your music?
I am proud about that. I don't dwell on that because I see so many of the kind of forefathers of Americana. So I'm just glad to be part of it. And it's kind of a celebration of me, for me. When I get to work with some of these other artists on the road or in Nashville, or get to record with people that I look up to so much.
Oh, well, it's some great names, obviously, that you've worked with, and great names that want to work with you too. And the tour is with Brandy Clark. And have you had much to do with them so far? Have you been discussing how the set list is going to work out for the both of you?
We have only gotten to do one show so far in the U.S. That was last June. And I have been... She is so busy and in such demand as a writer. We had one writing appointment scheduled, gosh, it's been a couple of years now, and then we couldn't do it. And so I'm hoping, even though it's tiring for everyone when they tour, I'm hoping that we can both steal some time to get together and write. So I really, really like that.
Somewhere on a motorway, you're going to be strumming a guitar as you head around the UK.
That's right.
We're gonna expect a song about being out on the road for definite then, based on that. You and Brandy putting that one together.
Okay.
But, that should be good.
Okay.
And how does your set list work out for the town hall gig in Birmingham? Because you've got 30 years worth of music to choose from, but is it going to be predominantly the new album, or how will you mix it up with the songs that people have known for decades?
I will do a fair amount of songs from the new album, and I may even ask the audience if they have any requests of songs of mine, and I may throw in a new song or two. I always like to do that, to try something new out as well.
Well, the album is London Southern. The latest single is I Love You More, all out there, so make sure you get your copies of those. Enjoy the gig at the Birmingham Town Hall. Once again, that is on the 27th of October, so look out for all the details on that one. And go along and see dual Grammy winner, 30 years plus in the industry, and all-round fine fellow Jim Lauderdale on stage. Jim, thank you for joining us. Always good to talk to you, and have a great time on tour.
Likewise. I appreciate it so much, and I'm looking forward to coming over. Thank you.
See you. Ciao for now.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Love you more than I can show. I love you more than you could know. I'm overwhelmed, but I can't tell. I love you more than I let on. It's just a dream that gets me by. It's just the thing that I hold high. It might not mean my hope was wrong. I love you more than I let on. There's really nothing else to lose. You won't ever have to choose. I'll just have to keep on keeping how I feel, stay my secret. To lose, you won't ever have to choose. I'll just have to keep on keeping how I feel will be my secret. I love you more than I can show. I love you more than you could know. I'm overwhelmed, but you can't tell. I love you more than I can show. I love you more than you could know. I love you more.
From the 31st of October through to the 4th of November, Trinity Musical Theatre are back at it again. This time, the return to the Forbidden Planet. And I have five of the cast. Hello!
Hello!
Hey. Right, we're going to have to do formal introductions, and we'll start with the man in skates, first of all. Get your leg up in the air to begin with. We have roller skates, which limits the roles that you're going to be playing. Who are you?
I roll very well, actually.
You do roll
well.
Yeah.
I'm Steve Tyler, and I'm playing Ariel the Robot.
Which, that sounds like a good fun part. We'll talk more about that very soon. Okay. Next up.
Oh, I'm Naomi. I'm playing Gloria, the science officer.
And on the end over there.
I'm Abigail James, and I'll be playing Bosun.
Right, and we're on to the front row.
I'm Mitchell Bastable. I'll be playing Captain Tempest.
The chiseled love. This is chiseled. Right, and on the end.
Beth Berwick-Lowe, and I'm playing Miranda.
And, of course, that's going to be a glamorous role as well, because you are used to taking glamorous roles. Don't they make Beth do glamorous roles every
yep.
time?
Yes, she has to kiss me.
Does she?
Why?
You've got the script,
that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't know this.
Obviously, I haven't quite read the script yet, but you've got a few weeks to go before you get there. So, tell us a bit about your roles to begin with, and just start off with Captain. Come on, what's happening?
Okay,
there?
So yeah, he's the captain of the SS Albatross, so it's the ship that crashes on a faraway planet. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he's the head of the Captain Kirk, really. So that's what you could liken it to, Star Trek.
So a singing Captain Kirk.
Yes, he is a singer.
Because William Shatner wasn't renowned for his singing voice,
no,
was he?
No, no, no. But yeah, he's the main man, basically.
So that's a great place to start. And the music in this, full on rock and roll.
Full of rock and roll, 60s, real good fun, lively tracks. So certainly something people relate to.
Okay, we'll hear something from the show very soon. But let's work our round. We'll roll the blade, boy. Come on then.
The quads, actually.
Okay, you've been wearing these pretty much the whole time since you were gifted them for the part?
Yes, I put these on to play this part, and I haven't skated since I was a kid. So I've been doing it for about 2.5 weeks, something like 3 weeks.
Non-stop everywhere you go?
Oh yeah, where I'm in bed and everything.
Even when
I'm
on holiday?
And even on holiday, I went on holiday, took them on holiday and skated around the bay.
But that was a treat for everybody. Yeah. did people point and stare?
A few did, yeah. One guy went, yeah, and I was like...
As you follow. So Ariel then, tell us a bit more.
Ariel's the robot that was made by Dr. Prospero. He malfunctions a bit sometimes, has a couple of songs. He's a bit wobbly. I don't know why. Yeah. Goes well with the part, yeah. So he's like C-3PO's lost cousin.
That should be good fun. And next?
Gloria, the science officer.
Right.
So, Miranda's mum.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Although, obviously, not...
I said sister, but there we go.
Aging makeup. Yes, I was going to say, but in science and in space... Everything can happen on it, so you know.
Well, we could put it down to time dilation.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's good G-force.
Yeah.
From the space traveling as well. So no, she's a very misunderstood character. Mm-hmm. Very misunderstood.
Do you understand her yet?
Yes, I do. Very
that's well. Good.
Well,
you keep the rest of it quiet because we want everyone to misunderstand. That'll be good. And on the end.
So I play the bosun. Yeah. I'm second in command on the ship.
Yeah.
I'm basically trying to be Tempest. So whatever he does, I'll just copy him.
That could be quite tricky, couldn't it? Yeah. And finally, Beth, tell us about your role.
My role is described in the character descriptions as virgin and homecoming queen.
I've been very quiet.
So,
she's Dr. Prospero's daughter, so she ends up on the ship, and she's never, apart from a dad and Ariel the robot, she's never seen any sort of forms of life, so it's a whole new world and experience for her.
But again, great music for absolutely everybody.
Yeah, I get to sing some absolutely cracking songs. All of us have some brilliant songs.
And if you've got a favourite song from the show, let's run across. Shout it out, come on.
Great Balls of Fire, even though I'm not in
Monster Mash. She's not there, even though it's a solo.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yes.
Wipeout.
She's not there, young girl.
Yeah.
Close. That's to me. But it's a show which has been around for quite a while. Obviously not as long as the music, but it has been going for quite a while. And to have the rights to do this as an amateur group that you are, even though I know most of you are professional singers, so you know, it's a good fun way of doing some brilliant songs in a story setting, and the songs do tell the story in some ways, yeah?
Yes, definitely they
do. So it's a mix and match of a B-space movie, B-movie, that sort of Lost in Space kind of feel, mm-hmm. with rock and roll 60s songs, based on the story of Shakespeare's The Tempest. So loosely it's a real mix and match, a proper cult musical. So if you think Rocky Horror Show, Little Shop of Horrors, those cult-style musicals, Return to the Forbidden Planet is in that genre.
And lots of spandex and lycra, I'm guessing.
Hopefully not too much.
I haven't seen the costumes yet.
It'll be just pretty spray on. Yeah, you'll be fine. So, we're going to hear something from the show. What are we going to have a little listen to you guys performing?
We're going to do Teenager in Love, okay. And then Mitch is going to do Young Girl.
Okay, so we're going to hear those, but as soon as you've heard these, you'll want to know how to get tickets, because you want to go. They're already a nice bunch, and they're very talented performers. And so we need to know how people can get their tickets online. And for the dates on the show, we should say 31st of October through to the 4th of November. That's when you need to keep your diary clear. Mm-hmm. You've got your diaries clear, haven't you? Yeah, just checking.
I'll double check.
So how do they get in touch?
So for tickets, you need to go to ct.co.uk/forbiddenplanet.
Okay, simple as that. ct.co.uk/forbiddenplanet. Get yourself along there. How much is it between? What's the ticket banding?
Okay, so full price £14.50 and concessions are £12.50.
So it's exceptionally good value for money as well, isn't it?
On opening night, it's £10 for all tickets.
Yes. Okay, and tell us about the venue.
Dormston Theatre, Sedgley.
So that's a nice, easy one. Great parking, yep. Little car park just over the way.
Do check all that.
The bar, yes. Really good ice cream, too. Yes. You guys do good ice cream, so that's always worthwhile, and you're coming along to see a show. So, first of all, we're going to have the whole gang singing
Teenager in Love.
Thank you all. Have a great time. Break a leg or roller skate. Really enjoy Return to the Forbidden Planet from Trinity Musical Theatre.
Each time we have a quarrel, it almost breaks my heart, 'cause I am so afraid that we will have to part. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, next day I feel so sad. I guess I'll have to take the good with the bad. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. Teenager in love.
In love.
Why must I be a teenager in love?
In love?
Why must I be a teenager in love?
In love?
Why must I be a teenager in love?
Wensfield Photography Club, who've got around 30 members, have got an exhibition on at Wolverhampton Art Gallery. To tell us more, how about running all the way through October, David Congreve, hello.
Hiya, Jason. How are you?
I'm good. I trust I find you well.
Oh, yes, you do. You do indeed.
Good stuff. The club itself was founded back in 2015 and actually meets fortnightly at the Hub in Ashmore Park. And there's photographers from all over the Wensfield area and other bits and pieces from the Black Country in Birmingham who come along to enjoy some time talking about taking pictures.
We've actually got about 311 members on our Facebook. The 30 to 40 members come regularly to the club every fortnight.
But, I mean, the bigger picture is, no pun intended, the fact that you're sharing your photos online and talking about photography techniques and really just capturing images of the area and enjoying the way the great area around Wensfield and Wolverhampton actually looks.
Yes, that's right, yes.
So what sort of thing can we expect to see in this exhibition that's on right the way through October?
Well, there's a cross-section of work from scenery, people, still life, almost a mixture of everything.
And it's not just photos from round here as well, is it? The photographers are based here, but the pictures could be from anywhere they visited?
Yes, there's some from all over the world.
And it is a bit of excitement, isn't it? Because I suppose whenever you guys are out and about, not trying to trump each other, but just trying to get something to bring back and go, look at what I found and look at what I can do with my camera.
Yeah, well, everybody's there to help everybody else. If somebody, you know, if we're out and about and somebody's a bit stuck, don't know how to do a time photo, etc., there's always somebody there to help them. We're there to help each other, really, yeah.
And enjoy the photography in itself. And it's very important when it comes down to printing as well. And when it's digital, it's an entirely different world of getting something onto paper and sharing it on a wall than it ever was when, at least, you know, it was always wet prints and that was the only way of doing it, wasn't it?
Well, it was, yes. I was doing wet prints back in 1991.
The skill set in some ways is the same, but in other ways different, because you've still got to get the picture composed in the same way. But with digital editing, it can make it just a little bit more fun, and you can be a little bit more adventurous with what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Most of us like to get the picture right first time without editing.
Mm-hmm. You're exploring what you can do with both new and maybe some older cameras. The depth of pixels is important. But are you still also taking photos on film as well?
It's all digital, but there's still one of the two of us have still got the 35mm cameras and still use them.
I think that's a bit exciting as well, isn't it? I think black and white comes out so much nicer on the old 35mm film or some of the larger formats as well.
Yes. Yeah.
Than it ever does taking a colour photo and making it black and white, which is what you're really doing with a digital sensor these days.
Yeah, yes, but with some of the modern cameras, you can switch the cameras to taking black and white.
And then the sensor works in the way you want it to, so that's all really, really good. And this exhibition itself, it's on at the Art Gallery in the City Centre for the whole of this month, but there's also going to be a follow-up in Wensfield in the near future as well.
Well, we're hoping so. We're hoping that we're going to get one at the local church in Wensfield in their community room, and we're looking for other venues as well. Paul Martin, who coordinates, he's coordinating all that,
mm-hmm.
and trying to get different venues to exhibit it, which we've had a lot of interest in it.
Oh, that's understandable. I mean, I've only seen a few of the pictures in some of the press releases that come out of this, and they are looking fantastic. I've got to get down there myself. As you say, it runs down at the Art Gallery on Litchfield Street in Wolverhampton right the way through October. Get yourself along, take a look at it. You can find more about Wensfield Photography Club on Facebook or on Instagram, Wensfield_photography_club. And maybe come along to join the Facebook group, become one of the 300 plus strong members on there, or one of the regulars that meets at the Hub in Ashmore Park. But for now, Dave Congreve, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jason.
Time to take another tune from Trinity Musical Theatre. This time it is their captain doing his bit as Mitch Bastable sings Young Girl.
Young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl, you're much too young, girl. With all the charms of a woman, you kept the secret of your youth. You led me to believe you're old enough to give me love, and now it hurts to know the truth. Oh, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl, you're much too young, girl. Beneath your perfume and makeup, you're just a baby in disguise. And although you know it's wrong to be in love with me, that come on look is in your eyes. Whoa, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl, you're much too young, girl. So hurry home to your papa. I bet he wonders where you are. Get out of here before I have the time to change my mind, 'cause I'm afraid we'll go too far. Mind, my love for you is way out of line, but run, girl, you're much too young, girl.
Trinity Musical Theatre, an absolutely fantastically talented bunch, well worth getting along to see them in Return to the Forbidden Planet, taking place at the Dormston Mill Theatre from the 31st of October through to the 4th of November. Sonia Lee has a brand new single out there. It is Walking in the Moonlight, and she joins me now to tell me more about it. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I trust I find you well.
Oh, yeah. I'm in Liverpool, chilling. How are you?
I'm good. And all of this alongside the single release.
Oh, yeah. We'll be all over the place. Actually, just played Liverpool last night. It was the first show with the Broken Wit Rebels in. Absolutely amazing. So I know that when we come your way, it's going to be an amazing show. So anybody who gets out there is definitely going to be pleased.
Now, taking the Broken Wit Rebels on tour must be quite good. I mean, they've played live in our studio, so we know they're a great band.
Hell yeah, man. They're one of my favorite bands, and they're just on fire. It's such a great show, and we've played together before at the Jazz Cafe and became friends and fans of each other, and getting to be on the road together is just, I can't wait. It's going to be an incredible time.
What can people expect? Obviously, there's a new single, but what else are you touring with at the moment?
Well, I've been working on a new record. I'll be playing a lot of stuff off the new record, which is a bit more of leaning into more of the pop rock world, which I'm excited to get out hopefully by the end of this year.
So using this tour to really introduce people to a load of great new music. And how often are you releasing stuff these days? Because
Well, I've been mostly releasing singles lately, and this is going to be my first full-length record really since. I released an EP in 2014, and then in 2011 was when I was released, 1978 December, so It's been a minute since I've released a full-length record, and I also co-produced and co-engineered this record as well. So this is my first attempt to release something that I've been working on growing as an artist and a producer as well.
Well, tell us a bit about the single "Walking in the Moonlight."
I'm really proud of this song because it seems like it's such an innocent attempt to let someone know that they have a crush on them, you know. It's got a sweetness to it, but really, I'm very obsessed with the moon. I love the moon. When I'm home back in Nashville, I climb up on top of my roof and drink wine and watch the moon a lot. That's kind of one of my happy places, yeah. So I kind of basically wrote it about that, just all those experiences of just my appreciation. I really wanted to capture, I wanted to paint the picture of the moon with words, you know?
Well, I'm sure it's going to go down particularly well. We'll listen to the track in a moment or two's time. But what else have you got out there that you would say to the army of fans that you're starting to develop in the UK? And how would you introduce yourself to somebody who maybe hasn't heard your music before?
I would say expect the unexpected. I play a lot of different styles of music, but I kind of walk the same line as a writer. I'm more of an artist rather than a country artist or a rock and roll artist or a pop artist. I'm just I'm a songwriter foremost, and that's what I focus on, is making sure I write a great song no matter what genre it is. And I think that people connect with that rather than being kind of pushed into like one or the other, you know? So I think if you come and see me live, you're going to probably get a lot of energy. If we're with the band, I'm probably going to be rocking and rolling, you know?
And you're also funding the album through Kickstarter, so people can get the album pre-ordered nice and early.
Yeah, you can go to sonialee.com look on my news page and click on Kickstarter or any of my socials, my Twitter, my Instagram, and whatnot. And please come by and support the page. You can order, pre-order the record digitally. We got some other goodies online that you can order to just help kind of get involved and get this record out. And, you know, you can, anybody out there can be part of helping me reach the next step and level in my career. So it's kind of a neat little way to interact with the fans and also get a little tour support and help with the music.
Give us that web address again for the Kickstarter.
You can go to the, find the Kickstarter on any of my socials, twitter.com/Sonya Lee. You can go to instagram.com/Sonya Lee or my website, SonyaLee.com, and go to my news page, and it'll be there as well.
And all the details for all the venues are going to be on there as well. So take a look at that, check it out, and enjoy a fantastic tour. Have a great time. We're enjoying having you over in the UK. Thank you for taking fantastic band Broken Whip Rebels on tour with you. And we look forward to hearing more from you soon.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate your support.
Sonya Lee, and she is playing at the Slade Rooms in Wolverhampton on Friday night, so do get yourself down there and enjoy that, which should be an absolutely brilliant show. This Thursday, the 12th of October, the Children's Book Tour arrives in Wolverhampton. Now, exciting as it is, it has sold out, but to tell us more about the performance which is going to be on with author Michael Rosen, we're joined now by Sue Simon. Hello.
Hi, Jason. How are you doing?
I'm good. I trust I find you well.
Yeah, great. Looking forward to the show on Thursday. And it's first time for us in Wolverhampton, so it's a big thing for the schools in the city.
Yeah, obviously many of them have signed up and are glad to be along. It's going to be an hour's worth of conversation from Michael Rosen. Give us a bit of his history in the world of his humorous work for kids.
Well, he's written many books of poetry for both children and adults. He's a very talented writer. He performs on the radio. He writes letters to The Guardian, to Jeremy Hunt. he's a very funny man, and the children absolutely love his show. He's absolutely hilarious. because he talks about his childhood and growing up and all the funny things that happened to him. I've seen his show several times and it's hilarious.
Now, he's actually one of the fifth Children's Laureate as well. So obviously he's
recognised
on a national scale. And that's the sort of thing that the book show does as well, isn't it? It brings this to life for so many people.
Well, the aim of it is to promote children's literacy, their enjoyment of very good literature. And what we do, we bring... This year we've got 22 sort of brilliant writers and illustrators from all over the world, actually, and they do this show for the children, and sometimes the school too will have a workshop with that artist, which is free. The school will get a book free as well from us to take home, so that every child takes the book home as well. So it's a double thing, really.
So how long has the children's book show been running for?
Well, this is our 15th year. It's the 15th anniversary, actually, this year. And, well, we go to 14 towns and cities, from Wolverhampton now to Newcastle, Plymouth, Liverpool, with all these different artists and illustrators. And the aim is to foster enjoyment, really, of reading, of illustrating. It's a fantastic achievement of the founder, Sean Williams, who founded this 15 years ago.
And obviously with the work that you do, it is fostering an interest, but also helping to make sure that this is an art that doesn't disappear. Because whether it's online, in an e-book, or on physical paper, it is so important for kids to get reading.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And that is the whole point. But really good literature as well, good poetry. And teachers get fantastic ideas from the performers, and they can carry that on into the classroom. And I've been to sort of workshops where teachers have said, oh, I'm going to try that, I'm going to do that. We're going to look at so-and-so's poetry, you know, we're going to explore it in more depth. So it's inspirational, really.
Well, it sounds like an absolutely fantastic scheme, a great way of working. Credit to all of you involved, and of course the 15-year anniversary is absolutely amazing. Long may it continue. Now, obviously, if you haven't got tickets now, you can't come to the Wolverhampton one, but it's a case of looking out for the next event, keeping an eye on the Grand Theatre's website. I'm sure you'll be back here.
Well, we are coming back next year, definitely.
but also, you've got a website where people can find out about your work online.
That's right, thechildrensbookshow.com,
The thechildrensbookshow.com, take a look at that, have an explore. There's contact details if you're a school and you want to get in touch and get involved, or just basically enjoy what's online and find out all the great ways of finding the names of some brilliant authors and getting involved and getting the kids reading.
Yeah, thank you. And we're looking forward to having Michael in the city. It's a big coup for us.
it's a name that I know, so I'm very impressed, and it should be great to see him at the Grand.
Oh, yes, absolutely. He's always bringing out new books, new ideas, and that's the man. He's very, very talented.
Sue Simon from the Children's Book Show Tour, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jason, very much. Okay, bye. Bye, good to talk to you.
Oh, you're taking your sweet time while you're making me way down the line. They say that love is patient and kind. Oh, you're taking your sweet time. They say that love is patient and kind. Oh, you're taking time while you make me wait on down the line. They say that love is patient and kind. Oh, you're taking your sweet time.
That's all for this week. Thank you so much for joining us. I'll be back next week with more on episode 434. See you then. Ta-ra for now.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar. Yeah.